twofold. I got what I said in meditation was start a good thing and stay strong to finish it. But I'm start off with by saying same old, same old. You heard that phrase, same old, same old. You can do the same thing. We got a couple coaches in here. You know what I'm talking about, right? You do the same thing. I had a couple of students in my class, and at the end of the semester, they made me kind of feel good because they were saying, okay, I understand what you're talking about now. And I'm thinking, gosh, I've been talking about this for 15 weeks now. You just finally get it. Hooray. Sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes you got to repeat. And you start a relationship with that person and you lead them to the cross. Are you finished with that person? No. No, you nurture that person. You work with that person and you continue to work with them until they are mature and they can do the same thing. It's a repetitive thing, is it not? It's not same old when it comes to making disciples for Christ. It's not the minister's job. Thank goodness, huh? Because I really mess up. You know, I like Paul. I like Paul in the Old Testament for that reason, because he was so full of things you should not be. How in the world did God use him? But he did. And sometimes I ask myself, how in the world is God using me, as imperfect as I am? But he does. How in the world does God use each and every one of you? He does. If you're open and willing to start it, and continue to finish the task. So my message to you is short and sweet. When you start something good, let us finish the task. In Philippians 1, does anyone know when that day is?
No.
No, not at all. None of us know when that day is. So we need to be prepared for that day. That day could come around at any moment in time. So if we've started something and then we've said, oh, well, this time of year. So when we start something, let us finish it. Most importantly, if we start a relationship with someone and they are a new Christian, don't let them go. That's how it is with Christianity. Our job is to make one disciple for Christ at a time. One person at a time. Just don't try to convert 100 at a time. If we do, that's great. But let's just do it one at a time. But when you start it, finish the task. And that was Paul's message to the Philippians. So let's don't, there are certain things, same old, yes, let's celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ every year. Absolutely. Let's not forget the reason for the season. Absolutely. But let's move beyond that point. And let's look to how can we finish strong? How can we finish strong? Let us not be simply starters in life. But let us finish what we started in Christ Jesus. Let us pray.